So now we move into chapter 10, which is just a continuation of where chapter 9 leaves off. Verse 1 says, "Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?" So we see here that although this is not a solemn assembly, it is a place on the road out of the city. Some say that it was by a fountain. Some say that it was by a hedge. But it was a private ceremony that Samuel conducts here with Saul. He took a vial of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him. Now this vial of oil is symbolic of God's having anointed him and placed him into this position of being king. It was a vial of oil, which indicates a small quantity. And the kingship of Saul was not going to be long, really. David and Solomon were anointed with a horn of oil, and Jehu with a box of oil. But here Saul is anointed with a vial of oil. This is also symbolic of our Savior, who has been anointed as the one to lead God's people. And he's been placed into an office that is one that has no measure. It is not limited, whereas this office of Saul was going to be a rather limited office, although he was the king of the nation. And he kissed him. So this signifies that Samuel complied with this act. Samuel was agreeable to the fact that Saul was going to be the king, and he gave his support to Saul, even though it was going to mean the diminishing of Samuel's office and the diminishing of Samuel's family with the prominence that they would have had in the nation. And he said, this is Samuel speaking to Saul, "Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee?" Now, it is the Lord doing this. This is an act of God. And so anytime the Lord wants something, anytime the Lord desires something, and the Lord does something, then we take notice. We want to be in harmony with that. We do not want to find ourselves opposing and fighting against the things of God. And so that's the situation here, regardless of the consequences of this act of Saul being anointed king. It's the Lord doing it. "The Lord hath anointed thee. Anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance." Saul was to be the captain. He was going to lead the army. He was going to be placed into a position of great danger and responsibility. This was not just some kind of a figurative office he was going to hold, just symbolic of power, where he'd get a lot of glory and pomp. But he was going to be the captain of the army, and he was going to be a man required to make some grave decisions, and his life would be put on the line. "And he anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance." It's Israel now that you're going to be concerned about. You're going to be the leader of God's people. And this was a very important and prominent position, to be the leader of the people of God. But that's the position that Saul was placed in here, and that was to be the end of his activities. That is the purpose of his activities for the people, for God's inheritance, for God's chosen ones. Then beginning in verse 2, Samuel tells him a series of events or signs that are going to come to pass on his way back home that will definitely show Saul that these are the things that God intends to happen. They're going to prove to Saul that Samuel is a man that is truly guided by God, and these sayings of his are true prophecies that God intends to come to pass. So verse 2 says, "When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulcher in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say unto thee, The asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses, and sorroweth for you, saying, What shall I do for my son?" So the next thing that was going to direct Saul's attention was he would come to this sepulcher, come to this tomb of Rachel. Rachel, of course, was the mother of Benjamin, and she died giving birth to Benjamin. And so her tomb was a very significant feature and brought a remembrance of some very important history of this tribe. Well, as he came to this tomb, there would be two men that would meet him. And these two men would have come from his home, from his father, and they would give him the message. The ashes are found. Now, Samuel had already told him a couple of days before that these ashes had been found. So this would confirm that Samuel's prophecy was true. And then the men would say that thy father is concerned about you now. And he's left the care of the ashes. He sorrowth for you. And he's saying, what shall I do for my son? So this would be another sign that would signify to Saul that what Samuel had told him was from God. It was true. It was valid. It did come from a prophet. And so it'd be simply another sign then to validate the things that Samuel had said. And we have to realize that when the prophets did give forth with a new message from God that had never been given before, there was no way to go and check the Bible, some written word of God, to verify it, that it was proper for God to give some kind of a sign to show that this man was from God. This happened in the Old Testament. It also happened in the New Testament. There are many cases in the New Testament and the Old Testament where the men of God, when they had given a prophecy, then there were some miraculous means that God chose to prove to the listeners of that prophecy that it did truly come from God, that this man was not just making this up out of his own mind and own spirit, but he was guided by the miraculous Spirit of God. And so in this case, when Saul met these two men from home and they gave him the very message that Samuel had told him 2 days before, then this would be proof to him that Samuel did know what he was talking about. We're going to close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying goodbye, friends.